In the northern Nigerian city of Jos, authorities have succeeded in stopping most of the fighting between mobs of armed Christian and Muslim youths. The Red Cross says more than 150 people have been killed since a minor dispute on Friday erupted into 3 days of religious revenge killings. NPR's Ivan Watson reports now from Jos.
At sunset, the crackle of gunfire accompanies Muslim prayer calls echoing across the city. Soldiers and police are trying to enforce a curfew for the fourth straight night since this sleepy hilltop city erupted into vicious ethnic and religious fighting on Friday. Today, the troops confined the mob violence to a few suburbs to the south of Jos. So for the first time in days, residents stepped out onto the streets, many of them stunned at the extent of the destruction. Mosques, churches, and buildings have been burned to the ground. Though the army has been collecting bodies for days, some streets remained littered with charred corpses. At one of the hospitals, more than 100 people stood in line, some searching for missing friends and relatives. Next door, vehicles delivered victims by the truckload to the city morgue. Christian and Muslim leaders have taken to the radio airwaves, calling for peace in both English and in the Hausa language spoken by many of the region's Muslims. The worst violence in Jos's history may have taken on national dimensions. Thousands of militant Muslim youths in the northern city of Kano swarmed city streets today. The mobs reportedly destroyed a church and several cars. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Jos.